Blog Talk Radio.
Wow, what's today's date? 20. All right, guys. Welcome to another episode of the Slim and Kim Show. And today we're going to talk about a little something kind of serious and what's going on in the United States of America. Today is November the 20th, 2021. And I am your host, Slim.
And I'm Kim.
And something happened today, and I had to scratch this itch of actually talking about it. I was going to leave it alone, but I have to talk about this. We've done in the past covered the whole, you know, Kenosha shooting, the riots, and then, you know, the shooting of Kyle Rittenhouse. So Kyle Rittenhouse was on trial, you know, for the past, I believe, 3 weeks. And
8 days.
Eight days. The judge was acting like he was his brother or his grandpop. So, you know, we got a real eerie feeling from the riff. All charges were dropped. All charges dropped. And this man, this child, I'll say child because he was a child when he did it, shot and killed and severely injured another. Shot and killed two people. But in this country, where they blame the victims. So what they did was, oh, the guy that he shot was a pedophile, or the guy that he shot had a record.
It was self-defense.
It doesn't matter what the victim, and, oh, the judge wouldn't allow the lawyer or the prosecution to call the two young men that were murdered, weren't allowed to call them victims. You're allowed to call them rioters, looters, fire arsons, but you're not allowed to call the people who are no longer here on this earth because of this young man, Kyle Rittenhouse.
Hold on, pause it.
You're not allowed to call them victims. You're not allowed to call them victims. So what are they then? What are they? If they're not victims...
Well, they're trying to claim that...
When you get killed...
If he didn't shoot them, they were going to kill him.
That's what they painted, but mm-hmm. That's not even true.
We don't know what they were going
to do. No, they weren't. If anybody had a gun, they were jumping him. They were trying to jump him because he just shot and killed a person.
Was it done that none of them had guns?
One of them had a gun. The other ones... Remember, they had skateboards and stuff. They were chasing them skateboards and punching them and kicking them.
Yeah.
Like, because they saw him, what would make a mob chase? What would make 30 people chase an armed man if they weren't the heroes? They felt like they were the heroes. This kid is armed and dangerous and is shooting innocent people. We got to stop him.
White privilege at its finest.
It's crazy. Let's go to the verdict. Go ahead. Play that shit.
Jury find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty.
After 4 days of deliberations, the verdict is in. Kyle Rittenhouse is not guilty. Rittenhouse was charged with killing two men and wounding a third during a Black Lives Matter protest in Kenosha, Wisconsin last year. Fox's Madeline Rivera is live tonight in Kenosha with more on the verdict.
Good evening, Hannah. And yes, things are peaceful right now in Kenosha, but the verdict has certainly left people divided about whether justice was served.
We, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty. We, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty.
The jury finding Kyle Rittenhouse not guilty on all five counts, including the most serious charge of first-degree intentional homicide, the 18-year-old bursting into tears and falling to the floor immediately following the reading, hugging his attorney in relief.
Okay, folks, your job is done.
The prosecution accepting the verdict.
The jury has...
The seven women and five men who considered the fate of Rittenhouse deliberated for a total of 26 hours, ultimately finding he acted in self-defense when he shot three men, killing two during turbulent protests in Kenosha, Wisconsin last year. The girlfriend of Anthony Huber, one of the men killed by Rittenhouse, leaving court frustrated. Outside the courthouse, emotions running high with both cheers and anger erupting as the verdict was read. Supporters on both sides reacting to the verdict.
Justice was done for Kyle.
I know, it's just a really sad day for our community.
President Biden also weighing in on the verdict.
I stand by what the jury has concluded. The jury system works.
At least 500 National Guard troops are on standby in case local authorities here need it. In Kenosha, Wisconsin, Mallory Rivera, Fox 13 News.
You believe that the jury system works?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
I don't. I think it's biased. I think it's racist. I think that's why do you think they're allowed to pick their jurors? They want to pick the one that's going to be best on their side. I don't think the jury system works, but I don't believe in the judges either. Like, there is our judicial system sucks.
No, it doesn't work. It's wrong. It works for the people that it was meant to work for.
Perfect example. Like, you have a friend who's in jail because somebody shot a gun off in his car.
It shot two people.
Yeah, it wasn't him.
Didn't murder. Wasn't him. But hold up. Nobody died. It was one shot in the leg. Somebody shot in his arm.
This guy's in jail because it happened in his car.
They're charging him with attempted murder. Attempted murder. No bail. This kid got bailed out.
Yeah, they had a GoFundMe for him.
No, $2 million. Yeah. No bail. My guy, I won't say his name because I'm not putting it out there. No bail for him. No bail. And he's in... They're talking about if he didn't do it, then who did it? That's not his job to prove who did it. And it's not up to him to tell who did it. It's the police job. So if you know who did it.
If they can't find him, they're going to charge him.
They're going to blame it on him. But it's not his job to say, hey, it wasn't me. So even though I know who it is, I'm supposed to tell? No. So wait. You're telling me that if a kid can go and shoot and kill two people and severely wounding another one with a gun that he wasn't supposed to have.
We're missing the biggest part. He brought an assault rifle across state lines underage. Underage at that, too. He just turned 18. He was 17 at the time of this incident.
Yeah, he brought a gun that he... wasn't his, and we wasn't supposed to have.
So the right to bear arms does not come in play.
Yeah, but
for the
kid. Threw that out. They threw it out. They protected him. The judge protected him to period.
He's an underage kid, so that doesn't even count, the right to bear
arms. Now, if I was underage and did this at 17, and you want to call that underage, they would have charged me as an adult. I would have been charged with murder, and my life would have been taken away from me.
Yep.
And you can't tell me anything differently.
This kid walked out free.
Walked out free.
But I can't say that I'm shocked. I know you were shocked by the verdict.
I'm upset that it happened.
I kind of saw this.
I have no faith in this country whatsoever.
Nope.
It just shows you who they are. It's been showing us. But they try to act like they're not what they are. This country tries to act like it's not what it is. But it is. And they show you constantly. We are who we are. We are a white man's country.
Everything needs
it's built
for
the white man. This country was built for the white man and everything.
You won't get anywhere unless you have the white man's stamp of approval. As soon as Donald Trump backed this man, I knew he was getting off.
It's just all those
Trump supporters who love Donald Trump and believe everything he said now believe this kid was innocent.
Everyone's like, well, the people he killed it weren't black. Who cares? He killed two people.
It doesn't matter what their background.
It doesn't matter what their background was or what they did or
Kyle
who.
Didn't know that.
He murdered two exactly. He murdered two people. Murdered, and you're going to tell me it's self defense with an illegal rifle. With an illegal rifle, but a friend of mine is
underage
in jail
too.
For shooting at somebody that was shooting back, even though he didn't shoot anybody. He's in jail, and they're trying to give him 50 fucking years, and nobody died. Nobody died. Nobody was more. Nobody lost a limb. Nothing.
Now, because there was no black people killed in this incident, there won't be any protests. But if the Ahmaud Arbery, if the guys who killed Ahmaud Arbery get off, there will be another Black Lives Matter uproar again.
If they want to play with fire and let them dudes that killed Ahmaud Arbery off.
They already knew he was getting off. That's why they had 500 National Guard in Wisconsin preparing for this trial, because they knew he was getting off.
They did. And this is affecting the country, okay? Another friend of mine is in jail. I know a lot of people in jail. Another friend of mine in jail, they said they separated all the white people in the county.
Because of this verdict.
Because of the verdict.
Yeah.
This Kyle Rittenhouse bullshit. They separated, they segregated the jail.
They didn't want anybody attacking the white people.
They took all the white people and moved them to separate parts of the jail. Are you kidding me?
I mean, they're just showing how racist the country is over and over again. Like, you take one step forward and take 10 steps back. Everyone thought we were getting somewhere when the cops, they killed
George Floyd got charged. Yeah.
But really, we're not.
All people want is equal justice for everybody.
But that's what makes
that's
sense.
It.
That's why the jury is not. Not good, but I don't know what other way they can do it. It's not, no matter what they do, is they have people that are going to pick.
Talk a little louder.
If people are going to be responsible for the verdict, it's always going to be biased.
Yeah, there's going to be bias no matter what.
Yep.
But just be fair. Do you think if Kyle Rittenhouse was black, do you think he gets away with this?
Nah.
Not even a little bit?
Nope. He wouldn't even have got out on bail.
Nah. He wasn't us.
He'd be in jail for the rest of his life.
Yep. No matter how old he was. And that's what the problem is that everybody has a problem with. Because everybody knows if he was black, this wouldn't have never happened.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
I'm surprised they even told
him. He'd be marked a menace to society. He'd be a murderer. And that they would have threw away the key. Like, here, take this 80 years, 40 each body.
Life.
Oh, matter of fact, take this 100 years plus 20 for shooting that guy in the arm.
It was life or one.
That's attempted murder. Take the attempted murder, the two murders. How? You have an illegal firearm, smoke two people, mortally wound. Anything above, you shoot anybody above the waist is attempted murder.
Yeah.
You shoot somebody, the guy that pointed the gun at him, I get that. Maybe you can get away with that. Oh, that was self-defense, but not the other ones. Not the other ones.
And they pointed a handgun at him. He had an assault rifle.
The only one that was shooting that night was Kyle Rittenhouse.
An illegal weapon at that. Like,
Kyle Rittenhouse was the only one shooting that night. Regardless to if they had guns or not, he was the only one on the trigger.
Now, let's go back to the day in question. He was hired as security to, I believe,
hired
a car dealership or something to protect.
It was a building.
Yeah,
but they asked him to come. But he's not professional.
No.
He's not a professional security team.
Now, after this incident happened, after he shot all these people, the cops said that they gave him jurisdiction. They allowed them to be a deputy for the day.
Well, being a police officer doesn't work that way. I don't care what that drunk cop said to him. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way.
You know that. I know that. But that's what he used in testimony.
This just makes me just sad in this country.
Before he even killed all these people, we saw the cops fucking giving them bottles of water with his assault rifle and nobody saying anything to him.
You bashed it. The biggest thing is how the media bashes the victims.
As they were protesting.
That young man, whoever was killed, had a family.
Yeah.
Had
dad,
a mom.
Girlfriend.
Had a dad. Probably had children. And yet, you say, oh, well, he was charged with something before. So what?
Everyone has a past.
So what? Like, it has nothing to do with his life being taken by this menace, this thug, this fucking piece of crap who was there looking for trouble.
But Carmen's a bitch, and Kyle Rittenhouse will end up killing somebody later on down the line, and he'll go to jail. Or like O.J. Simpson, who got off, and some think he was guilty, some think he wasn't. I think he was. But later on down the line, karma got him, and he ended up going to jail anyway for something stupid. Kyle Rittenhouse, he'll get his.
I was hearing that this kid was getting
all kinds of stuff. People,
the lawyer.
Like, people, I saw someone was like, I might get blocked for this, but I don't care. I hope somebody kills him. Like,
yeah, I'm not wishing death on anybody. But this kid executed
might
two people.
Might end up in a watch list for this, but if Kyle Rittenhouse doesn't get convicted, I hope somebody in his community jumps and kills him. Somebody posted that on Twitter.
Yeah. Well, that's how people feel. You got away with murder. Double murder.
And then so, but I still stand by this statement. Man went there looking for trouble.
He
I
did.
I don't go to neighborhoods I'm not from with a gun for no good reason.
That's a fact. That's how I feel. That's how most of America feels. He went there for no good reason, looking for trouble, and found it.
Yeah. But unfortunately, he's not doing getting in trouble.
But he's not getting in trouble. Why? Because the law protects animals.
White people. This is white privilege.
Not all white people. All white people get away with stuff
not
like
all,
this.
Not all, but a lot.
They don't get away with it,
they won't get as strict of a punishment.
Go back down. Let me see. I want to see those pictures.
They won't get as strict of a punishment.
I feel like if he was black and when Kyle Rittenhouse was running at the cops with the fucking AR.
When they gave him water.
No. After he shot the two people. As he was running towards the cops to tell them that he just fucking, they kicked him. They're kicking them and shit. But they're kicking them, not fucking trying to shoot them. What part of I'm saying. So when he was walking, we see him walking towards the police officers with a fucking assault rifle.
That's the picture right there where he's running to the cops like, I need an ambulance.
Yeah.
Right there.
Somebody got shot. He's the one that did it.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're like, okay, thank you, sir.
Yeah, but if that was a black guy running towards the police with a fucking AR-15, an assault rifle, they would have mowed him down.
Mm-hmm.
They would have mowed him down. Yet, he was the only one out there shooting. Nobody else shot. Talking about, he feared for his life. Did anybody shoot at him? No.
And they were only attacking him because he was shooting.
The only reason they were attacking him was because they were trying to disarm a fucking menace. Because he just shot and killed somebody. What a joke. This country is sick.
Mm-hmm.
This country is fucking... The judicial system is a joke. You can kill if you're white and if you're a cop.
And get away with it. Yeah. Because,
Go ahead.
There is no such thing as self-defense in New Jersey. I don't know about it. Wisconsin. Apparently there is. Wisconsin.
Self-defense. How was it self-defense?
Somebody can...
He went there looking for issues. I'm not going to say the kid's a white supremacist. I don't know what he is, but I know he's a fucking piece of shit who murdered two people.
If somebody breaks into my house right now and I kill them, I'm going to jail.
Pretty much. But you can go to a riot that you, for no reason, which you have no building, no business, nothing. You're there looking to shoot somebody.
You don't even live in that state.
You're there looking to shoot somebody. Looking to shoot somebody.
Wait, and didn't that guy put his hands up and he shot him anyway?
Yeah, that guy's dead over there.
Yeah, and then this guy put his hands up and he shot him anyway.
What would make somebody chase somebody with an assault rifle? What? Because you just killed somebody. It wasn't a shootout. It wasn't a gun shootout where Kyle Rittenhouse and the other guy, the first guy that he shot, is fucking, it's not like they're shooting at each other. It's not a shootout.
No.
You murdered that man. You murdered that man. You murdered him. People saw you and tried to disarm you, chased you to whoop your fucking ass and take the gun from you. And you murdered somebody else.
Shot at somebody else.
And then shot some, the other guy was like, this guy just shot and killed two people. So he pulls his gun. He should have shot fucking Kyle Rittenhouse in the face.
But instead
he didn't
shot,
want to.
He
pointed the gun at him to like make him, like to stop him. Like, yo, put your gun down. Like on some, put your gun down. And he shot him first.
Yeah.
Yes, he pointed a gun at him because he just shot two other people. Hello? He just murdered two other people. That's why.
And he got off on all charges.
All charges dropped.
All charges.
All charges?
I know there was five charges.
All charges. What? Are you serious? Are you serious? What are we doing here? What are we doing here? What are we really doing in this country where this is okay?
I mean,
I'm asking you.
It's been like this. I mean,
I'm asking you. What are we, what is this country, what the fuck? Seriously? You can just go smoke.
First of all, it says right here, his friend, Rittenhouse and his friend Dominic Black testified that Black, who was 18 at the time, used Rittenhouse's money to purchase the weapon at a Wisconsin hardware store in May 2020. The two reportedly agreed that Black would keep the gun until Rittenhouse turned 18. So he even had his friend buy an illegal gun for him.
Yeah, you can have an you can shoot somebody with an illegal gun.
Oh, and his friend is being prosecuted for participating in the illegal straw purchase of a weapon on behalf of Kyle Rittenhouse.
But he can use an illegal firearm.
His friend's in jail for buying the gun for him.
But
Kyle's not for using it.
Seriously? Seriously? This is sad. This is a sad.
One of the guys he shot wasn't even a protester. It says here that he was an EMT out there.
Yeah, because he was trying to disarm him. The one of the guys he killed?
Yeah, no, the guy that's alive said he testified at his trial that he was an EMT and he was not a protester. He survived being shot by Rittenhouse, testified during the trial, telling the jury that he did not identify as a protester and had gone downtown that night to provide medical aid to anyone.
But who needs medical aid, dude? If people are protesting, what?
I mean, it happens.
I'm just saying. He came down there for medical aid and a gun.
No, I'm talking about the guy.
And a gun.
The guy he shot.
Yeah, the guy he shot had a gun.
Yeah, did he?
Mm-hmm. The one that survived. How does this work? How? How's this legal? They change and bend the law for who they want to.
Yeah. That's what I said. It's I have no faith in the judicial system at all. Like, all these trials and everything, it's all biased. It's all, they make it go any way they want it to go.
They make the law work for who
to change it to fit.
They wanted
it's like,
to work for
George Floyd. That man was getting charged because America had they had to charge that man.
They had to.
Derek Chauvin.
They had to. Now where's the other fucking cops?
You didn't hear anything about it.
Yeah, weren't they supposed to be on trial?
They were supposed to. I think in August. I don't know what happened from there.
What happened to that? You can kill who you want.
Oh, and it says they went there because they were invited to guard the car source.
Invited.
The car dealership. It says the owners of the car dealership denied under oath that they called them there to protect their building.
So they didn't even tell them they'd come there, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Seriously. So what are you doing there? You're looking for fucking trouble.
With your assault rifle in hand.
I hope so. Yeah, I don't wish death on nobody, but every dog has its day, and when you got maniacs, he's a maniac.
It's just here. He has
he's a maniac. Why are you going to a fucking? What was the purpose of all them people being out there? Because a young man was killed by the police.
Jacob Blake. Yeah.
What are you going there for?
If
you're not there protesting. With a gun, illegal gun, why? If you weren't looking to go kill somebody, and you did it,
says
you got away with it.
He's a member of the Proud Boys. Get pictures on his.
Oh, that's why they asked him.
White power signal.
Yeah. A white supremacist, and then he asked the police to delete once he got went to the police station.
Yeah.
Asked him to delete his social media.
Yeah.
Because he's a fucking racist. White supremacist.
Did they do it for him? He probably did.
I don't know. A white supremacist. And then got the nerve to say, why would you call him a white supremacist? Oh, okay, because it shows it all over your Facebook and all over your pictures. You are who you are.
Yeah.
You went there looking for trouble and murdered two people. And now you want to act like the victim? Now he's the victim.
He's the victim, yeah.
If he went there just to protest, he would have been fine.
Right.
But nobody would have died. He's the only one that killed anybody.
His friends are like, no, let's go get these black people. They're getting out of line. Let's take our streets back. Armed with their assault rifle. Him and his friend that bought the assault rifle for him went together.
Fucking joke.
That part is his friend who bought the assault rifle for him and went with him that night is in jail, but he's not.
For using it and murdering two people and almost blowing a guy's arm off. What a fucking country. I love this country. America. Sweet America. I just can't. It'll never change. It'll never change.
Critics said Rittenhouse was nothing more than a trigger-happy teenage vigilante who's looking for trouble.
Exactly. And yet, he walks free on all charges?
Yeah.
All charges? Really? Really? Now, I don't even want to get into the Ahmaud Arbery thing. I'm just saying this. If they let those men that hunted down Ahmaud Arbery and took his life, shot him three times. I didn't know they shot him three times. I didn't know he got shot three times. Shot him three times. I've been watching the trial. Shot him three times, the McMichaels. If they let that shit fly, I think we're going to be...
Protests over Friday's verdict were not limited to Kenosha. Larger protests erupted in New York City and Chicago, where demonstrators marched against the racial implications of the verdict. Portland police declared a riot as hundreds of protests took to the streets, some of them allegedly hurling objects at officers. Columbus, Ohio also faced a protest with about 100 people marching
after this,
to the State House to protest the verdict. The racial factor of Friday's verdict was further echoed by Black Lives Matter statement on Twitter condemning the justice system itself for the jury's decision without mentioning Rittenhouse by name. reminder, the system is working exactly as it is meant to.
Yep.
Statement read, the system was always meant to protect and hold and uphold white supremacy.
It's got to change.
It's not going to.
No, it's not. It's a white man's world. It's a white man's country. It's a white man. It's written by the white man for the white man, and that's it.
As long as a white man is running the country, it's not going to change.
Oh, name a time when a white man didn't run the country.
That's what I'm saying, and there probably never will be.
It's pretty fucking sad.
There is protest
it's
going on.
It's pretty, yo, I hope so. I hope so, because this is sad. This is sick. This is sick. You can just murder. Not. It's just murder. Murder's murder, right?
Yep.
Well, I guess it's not. Not when you are a certain color or wear a certain uniform.
Look a certain way, yeah.
I guess murder's not murder. That kid should be in prison for the rest of his life. I know people that have done less that they're in jail for the rest of their life.
Yeah.
I know people that have...
But the fact that he didn't get charged with anything...
Nothing.
They dropped all charges.
It's a joke. Here, where's that Charlie Murphy laugh? We got hit. Yo, this is for...
First degree, not second degree.
This is for the fucking United States judicial system. Hit it. That's for you, America. That's for you. Wait, this is what we're doing now? Just fuck it.
That are alive, you are coming with me.
No, that's not dead or alive, you're coming with me. It's, hey, Bart.
Dead or alive, you're walking free.
Yeah. And they bailed him out. It's not.
Because all them Nazi, KKK, white supremacists stick together.
It's not fair. It's not fair.
And they were sure to pick, it said it was seven women and five guys. They made sure to pick a jury full of women so they would be sympathetic to him, more sympathetic to him than the guys would.
Is that what that's supposed to mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I'm sure.
I just can't. I can not do this bullshit any longer. Something's got to change. Like a bill or how about just follow the law? Don't bend the law for different people. Different folks, different strokes. That's basically what it seems like.
The law was always meant to protect white supremacists.
Yes. Yes.
And in this case, it worked exactly how it was built to.
Now, go into why you thought that he was going to get away.
Oh, I knew he was going to get off.
You say that, but explain, elaborate on why you knew he was going to get off. Why? What made you think that? What made you think that he was going to get away with it?
Because as soon as Donald Trump fucking backed him.
Endorsed him.
He was getting
the
off.
Big D? Not just, Big Donald?
Then Donald Trump endorsed him. I think, what did he do? Like, he didn't even barely did any time in jail before they had to go
bailed him out.
Up and bailed him out.
Bailed him out.
So, spent any time in jail. I knew he was walking. Now, the...
But that still doesn't tell me... Why?
I just knew he was.
A gut feeling?
Yeah. I just knew
you
he was.
You in your bones?
I said it a long time ago before the trial even started. He ain't getting charged.
You tapped
He's
into your...
In jail.
You tapped into your white supremacy?
Yeah. My white powers, yeah.
Mm.
I read the judicial system, and I knew exactly what was going to happen.
You could feel it in your white bones.
Mm-hmm.
You could feel it in your white bones that this man, you're like, yeah, and
He's the one that killed Ahmaud Arbery's son.
Yeah, yeah.
The son is going to jail, but the dad's going to get off. That's my guess.
The dad's the ex-cop,
yes.
So.
I think the dad's going to get off, but the son is going to go to jail.
What, you're praying to mayonnaise, like, I love mayonnaise, crap.
I told you he was going to get off, and you're like, I don't know.
What's your,
I don't know.
Well, like, I didn't think he should have.
I didn't think he should have.
So do you, that was my next question. Do you feel like he should have or no?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
He should be sitting in a county jail right now awaiting to get transported to state. But I knew he was going to. I don't know. I just had a feeling.
What's your favorite flavored mayonnaise? What's your favorite flavored mayonnaise? Plain mayonnaise.
Regular Hellman's mayonnaise.
Hellman's. Okay. So the Hellman's is where how you linked into this, tapped into it, and you knew that your fellow brother in Mayo, your fellow Mayo brother was going to be acquitted on all charges because you could smell the mayonnaise cooking, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, I figured that much.
I knew he was walking free.
I knew. I knew you knew. I seen you. Like, I... I'm like, yo, what are you doing with all that mayonnaise? You're like, I'm looking into the future.
Yeah, okay. Watching the trial. I'm like, I knew it was coming. I don't know. I just had a feeling that boy was not going to jail.
Like, what are you doing with that mayonnaise? I am looking into the future. You can look into the future with mayonnaise? When it comes to my mayonnaise brethren, I know the ways of the Hellmans. I knew this. All right, well, we'll see. I kept saying that. I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. We'll see. I was hoping that the law, you know, would use the same I guess use itself, because usually when you kill two people, somebody's punished for it. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Let me see.
But it's not. He's not punished for it.
No, of course not.
The victims are punished.
Yep. The victims are smeared through the fucking courts. The victims are smeared through the media.
It's like Ahmaud Arbery. Look, they're talking about his past. He did this. Like.
Yeah. So. Thank you for being all linked.
I was trying to just point him out as a bad person.
Thank you for being linked with your brethren, you know, on the mayonnaise wavelength. So tell me, use your mayonnaise powers. Use the mayo powers and tell me what happens with this Ahmaud Arbery death trial. What happens?
I just told you, the dad's going to get off, but the son's going to go to jail.
What about the neighbor that was chasing him as well and recorded it?
He might do a couple years, a little bit of time.
It should be conspiracy to a murder, right? Like, I mean,
just like
if,
that.
Like, say, let's just reverse and change colors of, you know, everything. So say it's me and my homies, right? And let's change the gender and see if that makes any difference, okay?
You know, it does.
All right, so say it's me and a couple of my friends, all right? I'm playing the McMichaels. So it's me and one of my boys in a truck. We both are strapped. And then we have one of my other boys chasing a white female that we suspect of burglary, or, you know, suspect her of doing stealing something, and we chase her around, and I corner her and cut her off, and start recording it, and then me and my boy with the shoddy, and I got a fucking a 44 Magnum. Tell her to stop, and she's running from us, and I chase her, and then she decides to try to, like, we corner her, and she decides that she wants to try to fight me and try to take the gun out of my hand. Mm-hmm. And then I shoot her 3 times. Ouch.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think would happen to me?
You're going to jail.
For what?
Murder.
Okay. Now, what about my boys? Are they going to jail too? I mean, they chased her. They threatened her. They
didn't pull the trigger.
No, it's not about the trigger. No, I'm not talking. Ouch. All right, let's chill. Let's do it later.
They didn't pull the trigger.
No, they didn't pull the trigger, but...
And the dad is a former...
Police officer.
Yeah.
And not to mention that it was, like, a lot of... it delayed it.
Well, because they couldn't find anybody to cover... They couldn't find a prosecutor to prosecute the trial that didn't know them.
Okay. Yeah, go grab my... what you call it?
They didn't know the...
Go grab my blue stuff for my face. Yeah, they didn't know. They couldn't find a prosecutor or anyone that didn't know them, so they could prosecute this thing.
There was licensed in the state that didn't already know them.
But
the dad is what had been a retired cop. He'd been a cop for what, 30 something years.
Ouch. Which is fine. But is that an excuse to not charge him in the first place? It was about being charged. It took him a while to charge. It took all the protests and the rioting and shit to charge these guys.
Yes, because they were trying not to.
The same thing
because
that happened.
He's a former police officer.
It doesn't matter.
But
like,
they tried to protect their own.
Murder is murder. When did murder stop being murder?
When you're white. When you're a white male, you should say.
So let me ask you this. Do you think you can kill me? Because you're white and I'm black.
You know what?
So do you think you can kill me and get away with it?
If I was to kill you right now and call the cops and say it was self-defense, I probably would get away with it. If I was like, yeah, you know what? He does look like he's attacking you.
You probably would.
Probably would get away
That's
with it.
That's how ill this country has become.
Yeah, he does look like a villain.
You probably would. But
have you seen it?
Even with cameras.
We've had cops pull up beside us when I'm in the passenger seat and you're driving like, ma'am, are you okay?
Yeah, like you're a fucking hostage.
Yeah. So they'd easily be like, oh, good job. Good job. You got this thug off the street.
Mm-hmm. What are we doing here, man? What are we doing here?
It just shows, I mean, in this, there wasn't even any colored people in this case. It was just, this is white privilege at its finest. And it's that, because it's
if it ain't white privilege,
then
I don't know what it is.
They killed white people, too.
Since the white people that were supposedly there protesting in the name of justice for black folks,
mm-hmm.
They're like, they're looters and thugs and they're criminals. Who cares?
Yeah.
What are we doing? When is this shit going to change?
I don't think not in our lifetime.
I didn't think it was that bad until, like, lately.
Yeah.
I thought things were getting better.
But then, we got a caller.
I thought things were getting better. Hold on, I think we need the headphones.
No, good.
I thought things were getting better until we need to have. Yo, welcome to the Slim and Kim Show. What's up, buddy?
Is that me? You got me already?
Yep. What's up?
Yeah, how you guys doing, man?
How you doing, man? What are your thoughts on this?
Hanging in there. What's that?
What are your thoughts on the whole Kyle Rittenhouse thing?
First things first, got to pay compliments. I like your guys' vibe together. I've been listening for, about 15 minutes. You guys got a good little vibe.
Thank you.
I like it. I'm going to have to disagree with you on a couple things. Well, mainly one thing is a white guy killing other white guys is white privilege. clearly that's not what that is. That's, you know, I'm Caucasian myself. I'm from a majority black neighborhood. That's where I grew up my whole life. So I have no dog in this fight. But he killed, should he have, you know, it's sad that these men are dead. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
These were not upstanding citizens, and he sure as hell was not some bad kid. I don't know if you know if you watched the whole entire trial, because I didn't know the whole entire story until I sat here and watched the trial, because I screwed up my knee. I've been sitting at home for 2 weeks. I watched it like it was daytime soap operas and shit.
Yeah. I was kind of switching back and forth between the whole Ahmaud Arbery one and Kyle. So, you know, I was just getting bits and pieces, but I would like kind of recap it at the end of the day once they were finished, like when I couldn't catch parts of it. But go ahead.
Yeah, no doubt. It's kind of weird because like the one of the dudes he killed, the first guy he shot, he was a convicted child rapist.
Mm-hmm.
That was literally just left a mental institution that day.
Yeah.
With no mask.
I know that.
On his own, acting like a crazy kid. I saw the him running, you know, no point in going through the distances and everything. I mean, the guy was trying to attack him. He threatened to kill him, and there was a warning shot fired. And he turned around and popped the kid. That one is what it is. He fired twice at the guy who jump kicked him, missed. That dirt dude turned out to be like one of the biggest pieces of garbage.
Mm-hmm.
The dude hit him with a skateboard, was a domestic abuser. I'm not saying they deserve to die because of what they did in the past. I'm just saying these were not saints. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then old boy came up with a gun, who literally beats the shit out of his grandmother because he lives with her because he used to beat the shit out of his mom.
Okay.
And I'm like, these are all pieces of trash. And one of them African-American or a person of color, everybody white. I mean, the dude's name is Gage Crucker, the dumbest name I've ever heard in my life.
All right. Now, I understand all that. You know what I'm saying? But, like that goes back to what I was saying. Like, it's like the media, like, starts to victim blame. Now, regardless of how trashy these people were, regardless of how crappy these individuals were in their life, but
Kyle didn't know that at the time he killed him.
Does that even matter when you're murdered? Why does the background even matter? They were murdered, man. Like, they were shot.
But here's the thing. You can't point a gun at somebody and then get mad when you get shot.
I believe the only one that pointed the gun at him was the one that actually survived, right?
Yeah, that's the one he blew his bicep off.
Yeah,
hit him twice with a skateboard. I don't know if you know this, but skateboards ain't made out of styrofoam.
Now that was the guy that I thought the guy that hit him with a skateboard was the second victim, because he was the second victim. So now we're going down the cause and effect line right now. So all right, they watched the first guy get killed.
Was even more justified than all of them.
Which one?
John Rosenbaum?
The third one, right?
No, the first one.
The first one. You'd think he was the one that deserved it the most.
Yeah, well, not only was he a piece, you know, but he's threatening. He said to him and the other guy, I forget his name, Bonch or whatever, the guy that was with Rittenhouse at the time, and he told them about an hour before, when I catch one of y'all motherfuckers alone. So, am I allowed to swear on this? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Speak your shit, man. Right.
Well, he was like, yo, if because I heard y'all say crappy, and I was like, oh, man, I feel like I might have cursed on a nice show.
Oh, nah, man. Go ahead. Talk your shit, man.
But he was like, he said, when I catch one of y'all motherfuckers alone, I'm going to kill you.
Now, who said
and then
that?
About
this
an hour later.
This is what the guy said to Kyle?
That's what Rosenbaum said to Kyle Rittenhouse and the other guy that he was with. I forget his name now.
Okay. I know who you're talking about, his buddy.
the buddy that was with Kyle. The one that bought the gun, I believe.
Yeah, gotten separated.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And then when he caught Kyle by himself in the parking lot that looked like a half gas station car lot, whatever area, and he started running at him, and he was like, "I know this guy threatened to kill me an hour ago. Like, I didn't shoot him then." And he's running, so Kyle starts running. The dude's got a step on him. I mean, the guy was a munchkin. He's got them tiny little legs. They run fast.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as when he turned and a dude was there and he launched, and you can see he actually grabbed, he reaches and touches the barrel of the gun. I mean, I'm sorry to tell you this, but if you're reaching for my gun, I know when you take it, you're not going to give me a stern talking to afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take that gun and you're going to Swiss cheese my ass.
So that's what got it all started, right?
That's what started it all. And then everybody keeps saying, "Oh, well, why'd you need to shoot him four times?" If you look at the video, and if you look at even the trial, even the fucking prosecution's statement was that he fired four shots in under three quarters of a second. So it's not like he went, "Pow, gotcha. Let me do it again. Pow. Ooh, gotcha. Boom, pow." No,
it was an assault rifle, so it's going to come out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so boom.
He lit the kid up, and he ran. He tried to leave. He didn't shoot nobody else.
Yeah, yeah. He just smoked somebody. Now he's on the run. So he's running.
He said, "I'm going to the police."
Okay.
It's on the video. Right. He stated, I'm going to the police. And he ran to the police line. Put his hands up in the air, and the police told him to fucking bounce. He said, "I just shot somebody." They were like, "Get out of the way."
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're talking about after all the carnage. All right. Now,
right when he shot the first cat.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. So you didn't know
I didn't know that.
That was when he shot the first dude, and the police basically told him to fucking bounce. That not the video that you see where he's got his hands up running like that, but when he ran, they told him he couldn't come through there, actually, is what happened.
Then he told
the
police officer that he shot somebody?
Yeah, he said, "I shot somebody."
What?
The cops told him to bounce. So the mob is still chasing him, I guess.
So is this before? When does the mob start chasing him?
They started chasing, they didn't start chasing him right away. Everybody started chasing him when people figured out where he went. And they were like, "That guy just killed somebody. That guy just killed somebody." Because they had to gather a crowd because they weren't going to chase him fucking four deep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not with an assault rifle.
So they got enough people together, and that's when people started running up with skateboards and all kinds of shit, and the jump kick dude, which is crazy that they didn't identify him until after the jury was already in deliberation. And it turns out the prosecution had fucking statements from him 2 weeks prior, which means they knew who he was. So they're like, "Yo, there's a lot of people from the prosecutor's office that are going to jail."
Oh, shit.
The prosecutor's office, right?
Trying to hide evidence.
Yeah. Yo, they lied like three times, bro.
So
do you believe
that? No. Hold on. I want to hear about that. Tell me about that. The prosecutor's office.
Remember how they kept calling the guy jump kick guy?
Yeah.
In the trial.
Yeah.
They kept referring to him as only a jump kick guy.
Mm-hmm.
They already had a statement from him and had communication with him, but they did not release his name until the jury was already in deliberations.
Oh, wow.
So the trial was closing arguments were done. And it turns out he's like some 39-year-old like career criminal. And they didn't put it out. You could look it up right there and go, just Google, like, who's jump kick guy? They know who he is. They knew who he was 2 weeks before, and they lied about it. There's correspondence between him and the prosecutor's office, and they never brought it up. They wouldn't say his name. They just kept referring to him as jump kick guy. We don't know who he is. Then there was also the other one they lied about bad? There was a couple. There was like two. That was the biggest thing I think they lied about.
That's the criminal record. Who was at the time of on probation following a conviction of domestic violence.
Man, it sounded like that night had a bunch of piece of shits out there, man. Like the crappiest people in the world went out there. Rapists, domestic
dude,
violence.
Bad people riot, bro. Good people protest.
That's
yeah.
true. Yeah.
Good
that
people
is.
Protest. Yes. Yes.
But
yes.
That was not a protest. That was opportunity at its worst.
Mm-hmm.
So, 1 minute, what's your name and where are you from?
Oh, Rick from New Jersey.
Oh, okay, so you're from New Jersey. So do you believe, do you agree with this verdict?
100, well, due to the evidence, yeah, 100%.
Okay, so you think it was self-defense?
Well, no, it was self-defense. The only thing that people tried to use, the only thing the prosecution had was morality. Their whole defense was he shouldn't have been there in the first place. But
mm-hmm.
But nobody should have been there in the first place then. There shouldn't have been people burning things in the first place. So
true.
You can't go to the first place because then everybody's wrong no matter what.
That's true.
All right.
So,
let me ask you this.
The kid went,
if
he did. If you watch the trial, there's documentation, there's video of him helping people, giving medical assistance to BLM protesters and to rioters. I'm not going to say BLM protesters are rioters because it sure as hell ain't. It's that bad bunch of apples that ruin it for the whole BLM movement.
Yes, that's true. Yes.
If
but
Kyle Rittenhouse didn't have a gun that night, if he didn't have a gun that night, do you think any of this?
He'd be dead.
Do you think anybody dies that night? I don't think so. After he was the only one that was shooting. Nobody else was shooting. Regardless if the kid that pointed the gun at him hit him, I think he was more like put your gun down type of.
Yeah, they attacked a guy with a rifle.
What would make somebody attack somebody with a rifle?
More afraid if he didn't have the rifle.
Right.
I think all right. So if there's like a shooter and you know, like I said, like what would make somebody chase a man with a rifle?
Yeah, I wouldn't go attack a man with an AK-47.
I wouldn't either. But if you feel like other people's lives are in danger, maybe that's what you would do, thinking that you're protecting other people. What would possess anyone to chase a man with a rifle?
If you watch the videos, there was about 15 other guys with very, very similar rifles. All of them large, big military guys. Nobody attacked them. They went after the kid.
Because the kid shot somebody.
No. I'm talking about when Rosenbaum went after him.
Oh, you thought they were like picking on him, trying to bully him?
If I see a 17-year-old kid that looks like that, I mean, the kid looks transgender as fuck.
Yeah, he kind of does.
Yeah, I would have went, dude, I'm going to take that gun and stick it up your ass, bitch.
But why? But nobody
did. They didn't do it to none of the big cats.
Yeah, but why?
He went out there helping. If you see the videos, he was out there cleaning graffiti the day before. He was putting out fires. He was giving medical attention. The kid's damn near a Boy Scout.
Yeah, but
and they were like, "Yo, he's the weakest." It's a hunt. It's an absolute hunt. Lions don't go after the strongest, fastest wildebeest. They go after the weakest, thickest one in the back. And
so
he was the weakest.
You think Kyle Rittenhouse was victimized by the mob? Like they were like basically trying to pick on him and extort him
for his.
I think he was a mark.
Okay.
If you're gonna try and take down, you don't want these gun-toting fucking dudes running around while you're busy trying to get busy burning shit.
True.
Now, wasn't there an incident at the gas station before all this went down where he was there like bragging that he was like he was here protecting a business and all this stuff and that's what kind of started it.
Well, that's what he said that.
The owners of the car dealership, I forget what it's called, Auto Source or some shit.
Yeah.
They're actually being charged with perjury because there's documentation that they offered to pay them to come protect the dealerships.
But then they lied under oath and said they didn't.
They lied. They said it's kind of weird. I don't think they're going to get convicted because they said they didn't that day, but the day before they did ask everybody, but that night they got all their cars out, so they figured they didn't need them no more. But shit, you already fucking signed the contract. You already offered the cash. The guys are coming.
Yeah, you already hired me, yeah.
So wait, so he was paid to be there?
Yeah, his buddy, that big guy that I still forget his name, Rounch or Bunch or Bonch or something.
Something black. The guy who bought the gun for him?
No. That's just another big guy that he was there with. The guy that he was running around with all night.
So you're saying
they offered
him
to pay, and they were like, yo, bring some guys over to protect our cars because they had burned a couple of the cars at one of their dealerships. So they had three dealerships in the town.
Okay.
So he was like, all right, yo, I need security. I need you guys to come out here, and I'll pay you. And there's documentation of him agreeing to pay. And then they said in court, oh, no, we didn't want them there. But then now they're changing their story going, no, we didn't want them there that day because we had gotten the cars moved. But, shit, you already paid them, and they're already on their way.
Right. Yeah.
Wow.
And I mean, the kid was not doing bad, bro. He had, like, if you see the video, you see him helping people on the BLM protesters' side.
Okay.
He bandaged up two people, wrapped up a lady's ankle.
Oh,
he put out like
three
fires.
So, he got a kitten out of a tree.
You think he should have got charged with at all with anything?
Dude, I still love that one line though from the thing when they were like, they said there was a fire and you rushed towards it. Why did you think that fire was so urgent? And Rittenhouse goes, because it was a fire. That was like right after he broke down and cried like a
That fake ass cry. Come on, dude.
Thank God he didn't get sentenced, bro. You can't cry like that on TV and then go to jail.
No, he would have been getting his butt cheeks tapped from his first time.
That doesn't happen, no more, man.
He would have been getting that ass waxed.
Yeah, I got 3 years downstate. That shit don't happen unless you're ready to make it happen for monetary reasons or protection.
Yeah. Wait. So
nobody
from
gets
where were you at? Where were you at in state?
Jersey.
No, I'm just saying, what prison?
I was in Broadway first, Bayside second, Southwood third. Southwood second, Bayside third. Then I went to Bayside Farm. Then I went to Ancora Unit. And then over to Tully House on Freeland Heights in Newark. And that was my reintroduction back into society.
Okay. Oh, wow. Broadway. Woo. Would you have like a 10 with an 85 or something?
Nah, not like that. I had a 5 with an 85.
All right. I knew when you go to Broadway, that's usually violent crime.
Yeah.
Crime. My dad was there.
Well, mine was, it was a pistol charge.
All right. His was, he stabbed somebody, so.
And then, you got family in Jersey?
I'm from Jersey.
Right,
yeah.
Oh, shit. From where at? What county?
Camden County.
Oh, shit. I'm an Essex cat.
Okay.
So you're up north.
Oh, I hate fucking Camden County, bro. Listen. I like there's dudes that I fuck with from Camden County. My buddy Tyshawn is, I'm still friends with him. The day we were down together, and that was 8 years ago. But I don't understand why you guys think that the word pussy is okay to say to people. That shit aggravated the fuck out of me. I was fucking with this Jamaican cat that was one of my bunkies in Ancora, and he was like, yo, let me get a hit off one of them cigarettes next time you like one up, pussy.
Yeah.
I was like,
it's like when females be told, what's up, bitch?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Everyone's a pussy daddy.
Yeah, but I'm like, dude. I'm like, you're really dancing here, bro. Why are you calling me pussy? And I'm thinking because, you know, only fucking white guys around, so of course I'm assuming that it's like this guy's trying to punk me. And I'm jumping up in my, you know, I jump off, I'm on bottom bunk, I jump up and I'm like, yo, say it again, bro. He's like, no, it's not even like that. He's like, that's just how we talk. And I go, that's bullshit. I had to walk out in the fucking yard the next day and ask Camden County cats. I'm like, yo, do y'all really say pussy? And he was like, yeah, we say that shit all the time.
Like, people from Trenton, like, should be calling people
bitches.
Yo, people from, like, Trenton and Central Jersey be calling people bitches. Bitch, man, this bitch, chill, bitch. Like, I don't know. It's kind of country.
Pussy.
Yeah, but that pussy thing, that's a weird... weird move,
yeah, I find myself doing it a lot. Yo,
I'm in Essex County. If I told my uncle, hey, what's up, Ozzy? Yeah, my mother
fight words.
A black dress the next day.
Yeah, man, that's crazy. It's just different regions, different lingo. But
yeah, that's an odd one though.
What do you think about the whole Ahmaud Arbery thing?
I haven't really been following that because they're not putting it on there, like putting it out there, like on YouTube the way, because the Kyle Rittenhouse thing is just taking over the nation. This is the OJ trial of our time.
Yeah, pretty much.
But the Ahmaud Arbery thing, there's reasons where I can understand why he was approached, but I saw the video and the way they did it, them cocksuckers got to go down, bro.
Yeah, man.
Hold on. To give you a little Camden County hospitality. And pussies need to go. You can't follow me.
Yo, man.
You can't follow people in a truck and jump out with guns like you're now all of a sudden you're hot shot fucking cowboys.
Yes. Like,
and then they're like, oh, no, he punched the guy. Oh, he punched him, though. And they shot him in self-defense. Yeah, I'm going to punch anybody who jumps out of a pickup truck with a shotgun in my face.
Exactly. This is what they came at him like, though.
That are alive, you are coming with me.
That's what they came at him like.
Somebody got the soundboard going.
I got it going, man.
That are alive, you are coming with me.
But you're not a cop, bro. Like, and the father was no longer a cop, so you can't. They're talking about we were trying to do a citizen's arrest. You can't stalk them, chase them, corner them, and then act like you're the victim.
No. If you're supposed to be one of those back to blue guys, which those guys claim to be, then guess who you call?
The cops.
Call the blue.
Yeah.
All the police, I guarantee you Ahmaud Arbery would not have been fucking swinging on the cops.
At all. You know? Because
I've seen three videos of him being arrested.
Me too. I saw him.
Now, he wasn't really compliant, but he wasn't swinging on motherfuckers trying to take their guns.
But he was definitely irritated by, like, why are you bothering me? And I, you know what? I can't sit here and act like I don't act like that as well. Because sometimes you get sick of it.
That situation has nothing to do with any of the videos. This is why I hate when people bring up things that are not related to the case.
Mm-hmm.
The videos of him with the cops have nothing to do with
what they did.
Fucking civilians approaching guns. Those two things are entirely unrelated,
man. It was premeditated. When they saw him, they were like, "Yo, that's him. Let's go." Get the guns, boys. Let's go. Woo-hoo.
Sorry, dude.
They didn't call cops first, nothing. They intentionally tracked them down.
They hunted them. They hunted them down.
Yeah, well,
and shot him like a dog.
They said they were on a look for him, and then they had, like, they put out a thing in the neighborhood. If anybody sees this guy, let us know. No, call the fucking police, jerk off.
Exactly.
You're not no neighborhood.
So now they're fighting for their lives. They're fighting for their lives because
they will
they
be for
decided
a very
to take the law into their own hands. And there's something going on with that county down there. They almost, if it wasn't on video, they would have got away with it.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
If it wasn't such a public outcry about what happened, they would have got away with it. And it took months before they even indicted him or charged him.
That was the beginning of the protest. Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. Well.
What are we doing here? What are we doing here?
Which is a shame and honestly a shock, especially in Georgia, which is you know, let's put it honestly, it's a majority white state, but that's a black state.
Yeah, they get their black towns. They got their black towns, but
they got their white towns too.
But
yeah.
It's mostly white.
Yeah.
But you know, you got Atlanta, and then you know that's why.
Well, it's every state. I mean, name one state that's not.
Yeah, true. It's usually the cities that you know
but
we tend
I'm
to.
Glad
gather
I'm glad that they got it on video. I mean, of course, it's a fucking shame it happened. I'm getting tired. I really am getting tired of them showing them pretty pictures of Ahmaud Arbery going, look at that, kill this guy. Putting up 12 pictures of him when he was 12.
Yeah, yeah.
Show him what he was fucking on Instagram.
His eighth grade dance picture.
Yeah.
That's what they're showing and shit. Like, okay.
show him when he was knuckling sets.
Yeah, man. Well, they basically were like, he had dreads. I'm like, Ahmaud Arbery had dreads? And then,
that's not the picture we saw.
That's not the picture we've seen. You know? But
yeah.
It's still no reason for these cowboys
none of that is related. The same way that I was saying, like, you know, this Rosenbaum and all them kids that Rittenhouse lit up.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter who they were. So when people go, oh, like Ahmaud Arbery, look at the videos of him yelling at the cops. First of all, yeah, I think it's kind of silly to wear a jacket with fur lining with no shirt on underneath.
No
yeah,
shirt?
Kind of silly.
That was weird. I saw that one, too.
It's silly, but you don't shoot a motherfucker over it. Well,
yeah. Yeah.
At least kick him in the dick, maybe.
Did you see when the cop tried to tase him?
Oh, it's just too hysterical.
Yeah, they tried to tase him. And then the other cop's like, wait. He's like, get your hands out your pockets. Trying to tase him. He just gets on the ground like, what are you doing? And he's like, yo, wait, no, I already searched him for weapons. He doesn't have any weapons. So he's like, oh, I didn't know that. But you fucking tased him before just because he stuck his hand in his pocket.
Yeah, just on principle.
Like, come on.
Yeah. That's why I hate – that's what I'm telling you, bro. I listen to a lot of – you know, I watch a lot of fucking – I'm into like I'm a libertarian, so I'm not right wing, I'm not left wing.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm dead center. I got just as much in common with the Proud Boys as I do with Antifa.
Okay.
Get rid of the fucking Federal Reserve, abolish this present government and get them all the fuck out of our hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We agree. Yeah.
I'm kind of like down the middle myself.
Yeah.
Like I just want this country. I want this country to treat everybody the same. You know, the law. I want the law to treat everybody equal.
I want something crazier.
What do you want?
I want the people to treat everybody equal.
Yo, I'm going to applaud that right now. I'm going to applaud that right now.
Hey, dog.
He's right.
Morgan Freeman said it better than everybody in the entire world.
You stop
calling me a black man, and I'll stop calling you a white man, and guess what? Racism will be over.
I wish it was that easy, man.
Yeah.
We all do.
Yeah,
but it's Morgan fucking Freeman. Can't nobody listen to him? Why we gotta listen to LeBron James?
Morgan Freeman's been old since he was born. Like, I don't ever remember seeing Morgan Freeman young.
No, he was born. He was born 54 years old. He was born in the 212th trimester of his mother's pregnancy.
Oh, God. Yo, he has been
like Volkswagen Beetle.
Like when I see him in the like movies from the 70s, he's still old. Like,
still
damn,
exactly.
Morgan Freeman's been 70 for
exactly.
hundreds of
exactly.
years.
The way we're supposed to do respect our elders, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Who the
yeah,
fuck
man.
Is elder than him?
You know who's older than him? I just watched Ghostbusters Afterlife. I know this has nothing to do with anything. But, man, Bill Murray looks bad. Oh, my God. He's like 70 years old, but damn, he looks like 100.
He looks like he died 3 weeks ago and nobody told him.
Seriously, he does. He does, dog. Yo, he definitely looks like
he died. Morgan Freeman's running around looking fucking slick as a curl.
Yo, for real. Yo, Morgan I don't know.
I wouldn't call it good genes or bad genes.
The fountain of youth. I swear. Yeah, like, Dan Aykroyd didn't look that bad, but God, Bill Murray just looked ancient. Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry to tell you this, but it doesn't rhyme, but it does, white does crack. So it's not my fault. I'm going to be that way in 20 years anyway. So don't pick on my future. Rude.
Oh man.
You run around looking fucking good all the goddamn time. It's not fair.
Damn, bro. That was awesome, bro. That was awesome.
I'm thinking about writing a movie starring I'm coming up with this joke right now. Hold on. I'm thinking about
making a movie Kyle Rittenhouse
Morgan
movie.
Freeman. What's that?
She said you're making a Kyle Rittenhouse movie.
No. I'm writing a movie starring Morgan Freeman where he plays the old inspirational retired runner who's coaching Jesse Owens. But he's playing himself.
Yo, he probably
when
was.
Jesse
right
Owens
with,
goes,
he had to be around
when
Jesse
Owens
goes,
who are you? Who are you, old man? He goes, I'm Morgan Freeman. Who the fuck is Morgan Freeman? He goes, you're going to know when I do movies in about 45 years.
Oh, he's got the same birthday as me. He's born July 6, 1915.
1915? Holy shit! Morgan Freeman was born in the... What the fuck? Are you serious?
Wait, when was Morgan Freeman born?
It says July 6, 1915. Oh, no, wait. No, that's wrong. Who's that?
That's Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, but that says that, but then over here it says...
No, he wasn't born in 1915,
June
dude.
June 1st, 1937.
All right,
yeah.
That's more like
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
All right. That's the oldest...
Yeah, that still doesn't even sound right.
Damn!
You're not supposed to be alive from 1937.
Yes. Holy
shit. Is he that old?
Yes.
Yo! 1937? No way.
What's he look like now, though? What's the last thing he's been in?
He looks exactly the same, just with gray hair.
Yo!
Nah, the last
he's
got to
be like 100.
With that movie with Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, he was around when Jesse Owens, because Jesse Owens was born in September 12, 1913, and he died March 31st, 1980. He was 66.
Yeah, but see, my idea for the movie is that he's like a 58-year-old when Jesse Owens is coming up.
Reverse it.
And he's like, who are you, some famous runner? And he was like, I'm future film star Morgan Freeman.
I'm Morgan Freeman.
See, you do it a lot better than mine. Mine just sounds like Dave Chappelle doing Morgan Freeman. Well, now it's getting more Dave Chappelle where I'm just like, listen, dude, you got to fucking run, man.
Yo, man.
Out there, puck your feet. Fuck the tail of the nigga.
Yo, he's one of the best actors, though. I know we got completely got off of, but I'm fucking with you, so it doesn't even matter. Who's your favorite? Give me your top three favorite actors of all time.
It's a controversial one when I say it.
All right, let's hear it.
I say number one. It's kind of gay.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead, say it.
Only because I go by, like, if you play a real person and play them perfectly, because I've seen the man do it twice, I fuck with, it's not my top three really, but all right, for right now, I fuck with Johnny Depp because of Blow and Donnie Brasco.
I love motherfucking Johnny Depp, man.
If you watch the DVD extras, that shows how old I am. I fuck with DVDs.
I'm 40 years old,
Blow.
Bro. I love Blow, man. Literally. Not Blow like that, but you know what I mean.
The movie
Blow.
Oh, I like it both ways. when he played George Young, he played him so perfect that if you watch the DVD extras, George Young was interviewed in Otisville Penitentiary, and he watched the movie, and he even said, he was like, I couldn't figure out sometimes. I was like, how did they get this film? And he was like, oh, shit, that's not me.
Wow. It was that serious.
If you watch an interview, watch the movie, and then watch an interview with George Young, the real George Young, it's dead on. And then the same thing with the movie Donnie Brasco. If you watch how he played Joe Pistone, the real
FBI agent.
I love
Donnie Brasco, man.
It's
was
dead
Donnie
on
Brasco
accurate.
A true story? No.
Hell yeah, that was FBI agent Joe Pistone.
I didn't know that. Holy shit.
And if you
Donnie
if you
Brasco,
watch the
he says that. Undercover, Donnie Brasco. Left my East Coast girl to Bentley to twirl. Yeah, that's my shit too.
If you watch real interviews, but watch the movie first. This case has been a while. Watch Blow and then look at an interview with George Young. Watch Johnny Brasco and then look at an interview with Joe Pistone. It's identical.
Okay.
You can't tell the difference in their voice. He played it so perfect, and the way he played Hunter S. Thompson in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Oh,
perfect.
Yeah, I was going to say just Captain Jack Sparrow.
Nah, he was just playing Keith Richards. That's stupid. He was the greatest actor on the planet, and then he decided to become a pirate for fucking 16 years like a retard.
Man, that was probably his biggest payday, though.
Disney payday is only the greatest move.
Yeah.
This is what I always say. Shit, Mace Murder was sick with Cam and them.
Yeah,
and then he became fucking Money Mace, and he became a laughing stock.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, it ain't about the money.
Niggas started something. Yo, it's Mace in the locks. You're taking knots from the out-of-state spots. Any nigga make it hot, can find the vacant lots. Yeah, I used to love Mace, man. Like,
yeah, he was sick.
Yeah.
Number two.
Give me two. Who's number two? Number two.
Jeff Bridges.
Wait. Jeff Bridges? That's an awkward. I mean, that's not – I get it, but all right.
I fuck with him hard. I mean, he could do old school westerns like True Grit. The Big Lebowski was sick in. If you watch all the small movies like that.
Yo, that's funny you just said that. I just fucking watched The Big Lebowski yesterday.
That's just, one, it, to me, is the greatest comedy of all time.
It was on HBO. What's that, HBO?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was on HBO yesterday. We just watched it yesterday, man. That's crazy.
Yeah. Watch the movie American Me. That's a serious film that he did. That shit was amazing.
American Me? The Big Lebowski.
Number three, and it's not just because I'm on the show with y'all. I swear for God. I think Will Smith.
All right. I can see that. Will Smith ain't bad. Will Smith ain't
bad. Yeah, I don't think he kills every role.
Yeah, he's up and down.
Him and Ali was sick. But then even when you see him in dumb movies like Hancock and shit, like the dude.
I love Hancock.
He could be who. Plus, also, I think, and most people hate me when I say this. I think he's one of the greatest storytelling MC of all time. Sorry, Slick Rick.
Yo, I think he's so underrated when it comes to him being a rapper. Like,
dude, I think I can beat Mike Tyson as the greatest storytelling fucking song of all time.
I think he should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as an artist.
He's not already?
No, I don't think so.
Well, then fuck the Rock and Roll.
I don't think so. Look it up. Look it up, Ken. I think you should be the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Everybody knows Slick Rick as a storyteller. I grew up with Slick Rick,
yeah.
Of course.
Slick Rick and all
my name is Rick. It was easy. I called myself Rick the Ruler when I was in third grade. But if you listen to when they say, oh, the greatest storyteller of all time, Nas is the greatest storyteller. Slick Rick's the greatest. No, Will Smith's the greatest storyteller.
His parents just don't understand
it's a story.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
I think I could beat Mike Tyson, maybe one of the greatest. To me, I think I could beat Mike Tyson as in the top five songs of my entire life when it comes to hip hop.
Yo, man, where have you been all my life, bro? Like, you should fucking really join the show. Like, do you got StreamYard or anything? Like,
YouTube.
I think you could play this, man. You can really be really.
You could be our third link, man.
I think you could take us to another level, man. Seriously, bro. Because you're on my same wavelength, bro.
I gotta handle business.
Oh man.
You got my number. You got my number. Jot it down and hit me up.
Yes. All right.
Yeah, no, that's great. What's
definitely,
your name,
bro? I'm Jeff and Slim and Kim. My real name's Jeff, but it's Slim and Kim.
Yeah,
and,
you got to make it rhyme to her name because you can't be Jeff and the Hess. That'd be rude.
But it says Will Smith is not eligible for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame until 2023.
How? But Biggie Smalls is in there, and he came
out
before Biggie.
His first recording was 1997, and he's not.
What is it? The first recording came out in the 80s. Not 80s.
I think I could beat Mike Tyson in 87.
Yeah, like in the fucking 80s. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Parents don't understand.
That's what it says on here.
Well, I think I could beat Mike Tyson came out before that album.
Yeah, bro. How? How's he only eligible in 2023?
And that was one of the greatest traits.
his whole entanglement.
I'm listening. I think I could beat Mike Tyson after we hang up. That's just amazing.
I think I'm going to, too. All right, let me give you one. Mine's might be gay, too. Well, you might think mine's are gay.
This year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is in November, and it says
yeah, nobody asked you, bro.
Tina Turner, Carol King, Jay-Z, Foo Fighters, and Todd Rundgren. That's who's eligible this year.
All right, Kim, I want your three, and then I'm going to go. I'll do mine, and then you can do yours. You want to go first?
No, go ahead. I don't even know my three.
All right, I got Leonardo DiCaprio. Come on, bro. Leonardo's the best, bro. The Django, the Departed.
All right, well, hold on. If we're going to talk about greatest movies of all time, Django's number one.
I'm talking about actors. He's the greatest. He's one of the greatest
Jamie
actors
Fox was
all
better
time.
Than him in that movie.
Who was?
Jamie Foxx was better than him in that movie.
Hold up. I didn't even get to Jamie Foxx yet. I was going to say Jamie Foxx.
Like, you just like hearing white guys say the N-word so you can get mad.
Nah, man. Yo, Leonardo DiCaprio is one of the greatest.
A little bit. DiCaprio is he's all right. He's not my favorite, but in Departed, he was sick. Django, he was sick. I fucked
Come
him
on.
And what's he great.
Keep going. Aviator.
He was Family Ties. He was in two seasons of Family Ties.
Family Ties. Titanic. Oh, Wolf of Wall Street. Come on. You didn't like Wolf of Wall Street?
No, fuck sell me this pen. Sell me Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yo, come on, Wolf of Wall Street. That was the great movie, man. Leonardo made it. All right, then I'm gonna go from my second. Damn. See, Denzel, I would say Denzel, but I like, me personally, I like Jamie Foxx from, like you said, from when you acting like somebody else that's a real person, Ray. When he, Ray is one of the greatest movies ever.
I hate that fucking movie.
What? What? Shut his mic off. Shut his mic off. How do you hate Ray? Ray was awesome.
Why didn't they tell you about all the hair? First of all, I respect Ray Charles for one thing. How can a blind man beat a chick? Now, I don't respect beating a chick. But he did it blind, and that's impressive. He made it even cover. I got a blind uncle. That motherfucker can't even beat his dick.
Yo. Yo.
This motherfucker was putting hands on women.
Yeah, he was. He was, and he was getting mad cheeks too. He was dumping in everything.
Jamie was fucking was great.
Kids or, like, he was 12 kids.
He was perfect. He was perfect in that movie.
Yeah, he was.
And also as the coach in Ali, he was fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, he was.
That's still
I,
one of
I
my
didn't
favorite
like him
lines
in Spider-Man.
He goes, he tried to make me Muslim. He says, I had to give up pork and white women. He says, I can give up pork and them white women and got me hooked.
Yeah. Yo, he was better than Will Smith in that movie.
Oh, yeah, he was.
He was better than Will Smith in that movie.
Yes, he was. That so, Denzel thing, though, that's hard to get away from. Though I mean,
yeah.
I mean, sorry, Jada Kiss, but we all know Training Day was his best movie.
I
was so pissed about that.
Who? Samuel L. Jackson? He's always Samuel L. Jackson, no matter where.
No, Samuel L. Jackson's not a great actor.
Nah, he's just a great. He's just great as Samuel L. Jackson.
No,
he was great in the Django too.
Yeah. He was phenomenal in it. And
yeah.
You know what he was? He was Samuel L. Jackson in 1840.
Yeah.
He's Samuel, when he's on the ocean, he's Samuel L. Jackson on the ocean. When he's Samuel L. Jackson on the plane, he's Samuel L. Jackson on the plane.
When he's playing in the Avengers, he's Samuel L. Jackson. When he's in Star Wars, he's Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah,
but I love
he's,
him.
He's Sam Jackson.
I love him.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'll put him up for top three favorite human beings on the planet.
Yo, he's a great, yo, Mr. Glass. He's kind of, I think Denzel's a little bit better actor, but I like Samuel better than Denzel.
Yeah, well, no, Denzel's a way better actor.
Yeah, he is.
Denzel, I think, is right up there with our top threes already.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Sam Jackson's in my top, like, 112.
Yo.
But if you tell me Sam Jackson's in a movie, I'm watching that shit.
Yo.
And I still remember the first time I heard Sam Jackson talk.
When? Was it Coming to America?
No.
Who the fuck is this asshole?
No, the first time I heard him talk.
All right, where? What was it?
He was like, you know, and he was talking about her butt, but I don't even know why he thought that was so tough. So, yeah, that snappy nappy dugout.
Snappy nappy dugout.
What was that from?
Snappy nappy dugout. Oh, shit, Juice. Yes, that's right. He was a Juice. He was the one that Bishop. He was the one at the arcade, with a convenience store.
He ran the arcade.
Ball. Yeah.
Remember when you heard him when he go, here he come, here he come.
Yeah.
That's how he
knew Costa coming. That snappy, nappy dugout.
I remember when he was like, hey, I heard you got that DJ contest. He said, hey, how'd you know? And he goes, like, I know everything.
Yeah, so for money. Yo.
Oh, yeah.
Tim,
fucking
what you got? That's my three. I'm going with Denzel, Leonardo. I should have said Tom Hanks, but.
Oh, no.
Nah. I'm going Denzel.
He was,
Denzel.
He was never good in a movie. You have to be good in at least one movie. What did Tom Hanks ever do
for us?
Fly to Epstein Island and fuck children.
I'm going Leonardo, Jamie, and I'm going Denzel.
Denzel was on my list, but next one was Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis?
Yeah.
All
Bruce Willis
like
always
him?
Plays Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis is always Bruce Willis, but okay.
Yeah,
that's cool.
But all his movies are
every
good,
every time
though.
I see a movie with him, I jump up in the theater and I go, run, Bruce Willis, run.
Yeah. And the next one's stupid, but I like it for Blackish, Anthony Anderson.
I love Anthony Anderson.
Anthony
I'm going to pause for that
Anthony
one.
Anderson.
You just like, I love Anthony Anderson, man. I love Blackish.
Yeah, but when's he ever not played Anthony Anderson?
Yeah, but he's always Anthony Anderson.
It's
you're right.
Funny,
you're right.
Like, it's always funny.
I watched Blackish, and I expected to see him trying to fucking carry an ATM machine covered in a blanket to his house.
A barbershop? Yeah.
Barbershop.
Oh, my hand!
I thought he was gonna be insulting fucking who's the Chinese cat that played in the movie with him and Tom Arnold and DMX.
Oh, Jet Li.
Yeah, I thought Jet Li was gonna be in Blackish. As soon as I see Anthony Anderson, I assume it's the same person as every other movie. Remember what he said? He's like, you win some and dim some, you lose.
Yo, you remember a lot of fucking line. Quotes and movies, man.
Right?
That was a racist line. Now with all the black on Asian crime in New York, I understand that movie now.
Oh, shit. It's crazy. All right, what you got? Okay, what's your last one?
That was it. I told you.
Anthony Anderson,
Bruce
and
Willis, and Denzel.
Bruce Willis?
Yeah.
Oh, Denzel. Okay.
Wait, who was the other one? I heard Denzel, Anthony Anderson, and who?
Bruce Willis.
Oh, no, I thought that was a joke. I thought the Denzel one was real. I thought the other two were, you were just pulling our chain.
Oh, my hand.
I don't
know. Bruce Willis is always, well, he's a fellow Jerseyan as well, so, but he's from Salem County.
You know, my three favorite actors of all time, if I'm going to be real, you know what? I take all my answers away. It's because I watched the movie Disorderlies. It's the Fat Boys, all three of them.
Oh, shit. Yo, I love that fucking movie, bro. I love
even the
that fucking
one.
Movie.
Yes.
Oh, man.
And the greatest hip-hop artist of all time is Heavy D. What's up?
Oh,
man.
Sorry,
Kim.
I'm
sorry, Kim.
I'm
sorry,
Kim. You're back 3:33 on that one.
Fat Boys are back.
For months, you listened to the Fat Boys.
They
get
out
of the way. And then one died.
Yeah, Buff just died. No. Prince Marky D. Oh, yeah, I'm about to play his song real quick. I love the Fat Boys, man. And I love Disorderlies. That movie's so underrated. And I don't understand why.
The movie was hysterical.
Yes. Yes.
I've never seen it.
You never seen Disorderly?
Yeah.
God.
Oh, my God. That's part
it's
of
like,
my childhood. I'm 41. I don't know y'all age.
He was some old white guy. I love it.
How old are you?
Yeah.
He's
40.
40.
I'll be 41 on Christmas
41.
Eve.
I'm 41. All right. So we're in the same. We're right there in that same wheelhouse.
Yes, sir.
I remember seeing Disorderly as a kid, and I was like, this is this is getting an Oscar.
Yeah. That was my shit, man.
It's got to be best picture of the year.
Remember the medicine, it was like the fucking, like a computer and shit. Like he had to take his medicine. It looks like my Rodecaster Pro right now. That's what it used to look like.
All right, well, I referred to it, but Jesus Christ, now I feel like I really need to rewatch it.
Bro, I love it, man. I love it. I remember him eating Brussels sprouts just to get some pussy.
Wow, you remember it way more than I do. I'm watching that shit. I'm about to go on Just Watch I got that Just Watch app where anything you want to watch, it'll find it for you.
Yo, this is a little fun fact, real quick. Did you know, Mace, since you were talking about Mace and you brought up the Fat Boys, did you know that Mace stole one of the Fat Boys, Mace's biggest song, Feel So Good? He stole it from Prince Marky D, one of the Fat Boys.
Oh, yeah.
You knew that, right?
Yeah, well, no, they paid Prince Marky D for that shit.
Oh, he took it. He pumped. It was actually Puff Daddy took it. Like,
I thought he paid him for it.
He didn't pay him for it. He heard him. He heard the beat. Prince Marky D sampled it. Puff took it. Paid for the sample from somebody for the original beat because it's an old beat, and he put Mason's song out a week before Prince Marky D put his shit out. I'm going to play just a real quick, because I don't want to get copyrighted, but I'm going to play a quick piece of it real quick.
Well, I'm going to stand back and boogie.
Here we go.
Yeah. Give me the good part.
Here we go, man.
My flow is untouchable, staying paid and huggable, smooth and lovable. Got to get down for my skills are better than any book you're better in. I'ma show you who's the nicest MC from here to Texas, from Texas to Cali, New Death Valley, from China to Paris, a rap to the Paris. I kinda took a liking to BET, but I'll be chilling when I got us on MTV. It really doesn't matter to Mark IE, but I'm putting it down from NYC. The lover, the master back shooter, the doc hitter. Lip liquor, the designated hitter. I bring ring when I be chilling in the vibe. From that fridge, yo, my whip be nice. Hardcore lover when it comes to sex, and when it comes to sex, yo, I rock back. The brother with the PMB initial, rap veteran, pro hip-hop official. I'm about to climb like a missile, blow like a whistle. Maybe I'm a phone with the bristle. Everyday fly, so it's comes to stuff. We can make it happen, all we need is love. Yeah. My name is Mark and I came to get down. I'm internationally known for killing them, I've been for the 18th wrong. I got guns, so outrageous. We can get it on, I'm a Mark is the greatest. And they love me, yes they adore me. On the bounce the first time they saw me. Make it hot, come on love, bounce to this.
Alright, that's what
I gotta be honest with you?
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to take like a couple weeks off the show because I just threw out my hip gyrating.
your knees busted, your hips busted.
Yo, man.
Yeah, but I was doing some real old Adina Howard moves. I think I might have pulled a socket.
I was dancing too, man.
You it all up for it. Like.
I was doing the rerun.
All I'm saying is the hip bone ain't connected to the thigh bone no more.
I was just doing the rerun,
but the
deep
bone connected to the hardy har.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm.
But yeah, that was pretty messed up what Puff Daddy did to him, man.
It is. Everything Puff Daddy did to everybody is fucked up.
Yeah, I know.
He got Tupac shot, bro.
Pretty much. I heard that, but. Since you brought that up, you said something earlier. You said that Slick Rick and Will Smith were the best storytellers. I beg to differ. I believe Biggie Smalls, the Notorious B.I.G., Christopher Wallace was the best storyteller in rap. That's how I feel.
I would say the top three are Nas. Well, it's Will Smith first, Nas second, Slick Rick third. Biggie right behind him.
Ooh, I don't know. To me, I'm biased because I love Biggie, man. Biggie Smalls is the illest.
Yeah, but see, you know what it is? I grew up. But see, I was an idiot when I was a kid. I thought it was like the East Coast West Coast thing was like you can only choose one, and I was a pot guy. Like
Yeah.
Like when it came to movies, like I thought you're either Stallone or Schwarzenegger. You have to choose one.
Yeah.
And it was like that. It was Tupac or Biggie. You had to pick one.
That's the media, yeah, man. Like, that's what the media made you think.
Tupac or Biggie.
And
I was
picked,
Tupac.
And I picked Pac. And I didn't. Yeah. If I would have known he was 5'8", or maybe 5'7", which is not man size.
It's not man.
I would have never chose that little
I picked Tupac too. He picked Biggie. It was one or the other. It wasn't both. You couldn't like both.
Yeah, you couldn't have both. Like, but even when I was a kid, you couldn't. It was either you were either Schwarzenegger or Stallone.
Yeah.
You fuck with Rocky or Commando.
Uh huh.
And I was like, yo, I'm taking that guinea.
Macho Man or Hulk Hogan?
It's Ultimate Warrior, dude.
No. Hulk Hogan, psych.
Always
Macho
been,
Man.
Always been the Macho Man. Yeah. Huh,
dig
yeah.
it. This is how we're going to do it now. Yo, I love you, man. Where have you been all my life?
Okay.
I'm going to come up with a new character. It's going to be the Macho Man, but he's Tupac.
Oh, hold on.
Yeah,
another caller.
That would be
and
funny.
Hogan is Biggie.
Hogan is Biggie.
How do you survive when 155 and the skinny world little guy dies? West Side, yeah. Better known as Best Side, yeah.
Yo, applaud him. Hold on, applaud him. That was awesome, bro. That was awesome, bro. Oh, yeah, you're going, man. What's up? 267.
I've been trying to think of a lyric I could do.
I actually just called into your show, and I was just reading the title, so I wasn't sure of everything which you guys were saying. The title was saying the reaction to the Kyle verdict. So I just called in, so I don't know where to jump in or respond. So what are your reactions to the verdict?
What is your reaction to the verdict?
How do you feel about it?
Well, how do you feel about it?
Honestly, like, how am I supposed to feel about it? Respectfully speaking, like, at the end of the day, like, at the end of the day, I do have sympathy in my condolences to the family members that lost their, you know, the people that died, but how am I supposed to respond to it? Do I think there was a lot of injustice there? Absolutely. But how am I supposed to, how do you guys think I should respond?
Me
I think
personally?
Very clearly you guys know. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I think you can probably pretty much for the most part know that I'm not, you know, I'm more of a what you call African American or black descendant. So at the end of the day, y'all ask me how I feel about it. At the end of the day, it's injustice. Anytime somebody loses their life, I'm very sympathetic to it. But, you know, is it shocking to me by he getting away with it? In the black community, I hear a lot of people talk about it. And one of the things that I say that if I honestly, if it was a situation where there was, like, no type of protest, no political movement behind it, and he did what he did and killed, you know, other white men, I think he would have been persecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
Oh,
but because
we said that earlier.
That
absolutely.
Was, yeah.
We said that earlier. Like, absolutely. If he was black, they would have threw away the key.
Well, that's not what I was saying was that if he killed the white guy that was not protesting a movement against the injustice of black people, it would have been different. If he walked into a bar and had a fight and got into that situation and did that, I think he would have been persecuted because they don't, you know, they would have persecuted him more fully and more thoroughly than what they did now. But because the people that he killed was participating in the protest against something that was a racial thing, that's why he got away with it.
Yes.
So I think that if things were different, like, circumstances, gender, race, I think things would have went different for him. But
what do you mean by that?
I just believe
clearly
he was...
he crossed state lines. He didn't come. He came to. He was in opposition to protest.
I don't think all charges are dropped, or he's completely everything's dropped, completely exonerated. If he was, first of all, a different race, or if he was a female, or I just think that him being a young white male helped him a lot.
Okay, so and if you feel that way, let's go back a little bit before this. When you look at the young white male, we're not talking about white men that's in their 50s and 60s. We're talking about white men that's in their early 20s. So even when you go back to the young guy that was in South Carolina, like, he did what he did. But I think, me personally, as a person of color, to me, he got away with it only because he ended up, unfortunately, taking a life of individuals that was against the protest. If he didn't, if he was out, like, in a public place, in a bar, or in coming out, just got into altercation with his other white brothers, per se, and it got to that point, I think he would have been prosecuted to the fullest extent, because I've seen it. I pay attention to all of that. But I think because the guys that he killed was a part of a movement that was protesting the injustice of, you know, the shooting, things of that nature, he got away with it, because at the end of the day, he traveled from one state to the other state and had guns. And a lot of black people in my community speak when I say, but listen, that's their culture. I go to gun shows. All I see at gun shows is people, white people with their kids. And I'm not being racist. I'm just stating facts.
How far did he drive to Kenosha?
I'm sorry. Say that again.
Because everybody talks about he drove from one state to another state. From where he lives to Kenosha is 15 minutes. And he also works in Kenosha, and his father lives in Kenosha. So he didn't go to a place where he didn't belong. Like, he went to his
Listen, I'm not going to go back and forth, but was he of age
I'm just letting you know that, like, he didn't drive, like, he didn't go across, you know, cross state lines, and he didn't cross state lines with a gun either. The gun was already in Kenosha.
Okay. Well, you know, at the end of the day,
was the gun illegal? Was it his gun? Was he allowed to?
He was underage.
Was he allowed to have
gun? He was legally allowed to carry the gun. That's why the charge was dropped. You're allowed to own a long rifle as long as the barrel is over 6 inches.
Underage?
In the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah, I heard this. He's right.
Oh, shit.
He's right. They dropped the charge because of the length of the rifle.
Even though he was only 17.
I can't believe that, because in New Jersey, it doesn't matter. If you have a firearm that you're not supposed to have, it's curtain.
Well,
period.
Slim, as you know, I did my time for a pistol.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And that was, believe me, that was a short little tiny gun.
But think about that.
But
he killed two people.
With an assault rifle.
With the, but... You know, just having
an AR-15 is not an assault rifle. It's a regular rifle.
Yeah, you can literally purchase that legally.
What? Really? That's an interesting.
Yeah, you can. You don't have to have a license to have it in your home or anything. Oh,
I didn't know that.
I just think in
Wisconsin, you're allowed to own a rifle as long as the barrel is over 6 inches. Over the age of 16. He was 17 at the time.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
You're not allowed to purchase.
Okay, so let me ask you guys this question. You guys think that it was okay for him because of his age, should he even been put in that position to be having that weapon and traveling state lines to defend what? He's still young. He's a kid. Do y'all think that is okay? And he still could
be No. He's not a security guard. He's not a professional security service. I don't understand.
We don't agree.
What he shouldn't even have been there. He was out past curfew in the first place. He's a kid. What do you do? Who
so,
are you?
So is everybody else there?
I don't know about everybody else. Everybody else didn't kill anybody.
Everybody else wasn't on trial.
Well, John Rosenbaum threatened to kill him, and the other guy, the Szczesinski guy, him and his wife, they're the ones who fired the shot.
A warning shot.
The shot was fired by them.
A warning shot, and right?
So do you guys think whoever transported him to the area should share some part of responsibility? Because he's still a child. So whoever transported him with the gun to go into the next area, whether it's by borderlines or not, should they play a part in
share part of this
responsibility?
The gun wasn't transported. The gun was never transported. It was there in Kenosha.
Okay, so you think it was okay for him to be the age he was having a gun? Do you think that was okay?
His friend who bought it for him got charged. His 18-year-old friend that bought the gun.
It doesn't matter,
but
my question is, do you guys think he should have a gun?
They dropped the charges already because the gun was in Kenosha. It never crossed state lines.
Right.
Never did anything. Like I said, he
right.
drove
I mean,
15.
I understand that. I agree with you guys. They're playing with the law with it.
They're playing with the law,
I was asking as a personal question. A person, like, he's young. He's very young, obviously. And he had the gun, and look what happened. He ended up killing his own kind, you know what I mean, out of fear. Because I don't think he came there with the intention of harming anybody that looked like him.
Yeah, well, they tried to kill him, and he defended himself. Now, the second
I think they were trying to disarm him because he did shoot some. He shot somebody.
If he didn't have the gun, if he didn't have the gun on Rosenbaum.
The first shot on Rosenbaum was because they were threatening to kill him. They fired a shot.
Okay, threats. I can threaten
you
all day.
Shot all you want. Shot the shot.
What about the jump man?
Wait, you're trying to tell me they shot at him first?
Szczesinski shot, yes, first.
I think my question is, why he should not, everybody explaining this and what happened, he should have never been there. He's a child. He should never have been in the mix of any of that. Do you guys not agree with that?
No, I didn't
I agree with you.
I think he went there looking for smoke.
My bad, Rick. Go ahead. What'd you say?
The caller. I didn't catch your name out of respect. I don't want to just keep saying caller. What's your name?
You can call me Tosh. What I was saying was that the fact that he was there and he's underage.
Three greatest actors of all time.
I'm sorry. You said what are the three greatest actors of all time?
Yeah, I know, because I kind of turned this conversation a different way.
He's trying to change the subject. But I kind of want to hear what hold up, Rick. I kind of want to hear what she's saying. Like,
all right, yeah, let's do it.
The question that I was asking is the fact that he was underage. Is it okay if I everybody
been
you
been
know,
there
deal
in,
with
in the first
aspect
place.
Of the case?
What was
he have been there in the first place? He shouldn't have been there in the first place. I think we all agree to that, right? Rick, you agree to that, right?
Okay.
Nobody should have been in the first place.
Yeah, nobody should have been there,
to
be honest with
you. If you're going to deny his right to be there, you have to deny everybody's rights to be there.
Well, no, that's not really true. Now, he has the right to be whatever he wants, but when you have a weapon and you underage according to the laws that you got to the place, that makes a difference.
Everything that he did was under the protected rights of the law. He didn't break any laws by being there. So saying he has no right to be there is saying he doesn't belong, in his own city?
Well, listen, I'm not disputing. I'm not going to debate all of that. To me, I just look at it as a situation where he's a very young guy, and he should have never been in that position at all. And, you know, everybody was in the whole big uproar. Like, it's nothing shocking to me about the verdict. It's not shocking to me You know, I just think, you know, it's funny that now people are beginning to realize everything hit certain things on all angles. It's not shocking to me. But at the end of the day, when I see people sit there and justify that he was right, No, he was underage. He shouldn't have did what he did. He wasn't even mature enough to even handle the decisions that he made.
He was underage for what? To be outside?
No, he was underage to be going to a different state. And from what I see,
he works in the state. His father, he works in that city. His father lives in that city. His grandmother lives
but
in that
city. But do he live there? Okay, so if he works there, he pays taxes there, so he has a standing ground for a second. Okay. That's something I didn't know.
Yeah, yeah, he belongs to me. He's there every day. He's there Monday through Friday,
you guys at 16, he's going to go and do what? Because I'm pretty sure if he could turn back the hands of time, his mission was not to go there and shoot his own men, his own people. That was not his intent. I'm pretty sure that's not something he even thought about.
What about the positive things?
This thing was more against the protesters that was people of color.
What about the positive things that he did over the 2 days where he put out fires, where he gave medical assistance to people?
He gave medical
assistance to Black Lives Matter protesters.
Well, I don't follow Black Lives Matter protests, and I don't know him personally. You know, if he did positive things, you know, that's good. You know, that's the first thing I've heard.
He put out two fires that day, and he helped three people medically that day.
Okay. Well, you know, that's something new. I didn't hear it. So
he didn't go out there like a crazy Rambo guy.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
Say he didn't go out there like a crazy Rambo guy. He went out there and did a lot of great things.
That, I didn't say that he did. I'm just looking at it as the fact because of his age, I don't think he should have been put in that type of environment, period.
Well, that's a morality issue, not a legal issue.
Right, exactly.
It's nothing illegal.
Well, as far as a legal standpoint, you know, do I think that – honestly, I think somebody, like, put a battery in his back because he's young. He's very impressionable, obviously, from the research that I've done.
Well, yeah, but you –
I do not think he intended to do what he did.
You don't know his intention. You're saying you think that somebody put a battery in his back. I understand that. But – he went out there because he was paid to be there to work as security for a car dealership. He protected the car dealership. He put out fires. He helped people. And then the one guy threatened to kill him, and then the shot was fired by a guy named Zizinski.
So they hired a 15-year-old person that lived that literally physically resided in a different area.
Well, he saw his city being burned to the ground. I mean, it's not like...
But listen,
it's not like
the BLM protests were the only thing that was going on.
It was the anarchists that were the problem. BLM protesters were never the problem. It was the anarchists who were burning and setting fires and doing crazy things.
And they want to protect their own. I get it. Trust me, I understand. I get the gist of everything. I get it. I totally understand a lot more than you give me credit for. I get it. But when you start talking about the law, you know, my thing is, at the end of the day, it's like it's causing a division. Basically, it's causing a division. Not one that really concerns me, but you know, I understand how things are done, culturally speaking. What is shocking to some people is not shocking. Like, I'm not shocked by the verdict. I'm not shocked by the fact, because I go to different shows and I do understand the news. Not being funny, but a lot of white kids, they taught to shoot guns and have guns at an early age. I grew up in the South. I grew up in South Dakota, so I'm very knowledgeable. So I'm not ignorant as most people probably think a person of color is. So I get it. Most other people don't get it. You know, my thing is, at the end of the day, he still was a young guy. He can be in that position. And now you got other people complaining as a problem with the verdict. To me, honestly, he should never be in that position. He was too young. He was, what, 16, 17. You can't vote. You can't drink. You can't do nothing at that age and time. So he should never been hired to do anything, especially out of his state.
He was 17. He was legally old enough to have a rifle. And he's a free American citizen. Yeah, he broke no laws by being there. To say that he was too young to be there makes no sense because this is a legal issue, not a morality issue.
If you
want to talk about morality, that's different. But if you want to talk about morality, what were child rapists doing there, threatening to kill people? What were people doing with unregistered handguns? Pointing them. A guy pointed an unregistered handgun at him and then got shot.
I mean
where's the morality for that guy? That guy's fine, right?
No, I don't listen to me because I understand everything that you're saying. That's, and me, honestly, that's why I say it to a lot of people of color, black people, why they so concerned about the situation. Because clearly it has nothing to do with us. You know, like, you know, that injustice, you know, you, some of y'all people feel some type of way and some of y'all don't. It doesn't really personally concern me because it's something that my people have been dealing with for a long time. So it's not shocking to me. It's just now they're beginning to understand what we may have got to. And to me, what I see is a lot of young white men, you know, that's like in their 20s, 21, 22, 23, up to 27. And, you know, they're doing these things that, and then they realize that everybody don't think like them. Because
I'm
I don't think, how can they not think you have to shoot three white guys?
I'm just glad there's no young black men playing with guns in the streets. So then you can be right.
Well, you know.
It's a legal issue. It's not a morality issue. It's not about morality. You can say what you want about morality, but then you gotta point to.
Why you mute him?
Well, you know what? I agree with you 100%. I agree with you 100%. I actually had a debate with somebody. Because I said the exact same thing that you just said. Because they were trying to make the comparison. I said, well, listen, at the end of the day, you can call it racism, systematically racism. We have to learn how to deal with them on the same level playing field. And that means you got to make yourself to be in a position where you can legally have a weapon to protect yourself, legally.
So well, they followed every letter of the law was followed.
Yeah, boy.
You know, he's alive. And unfortunately, there are people that aren't. And I know by watching him cry, I know LeBron James likes to make fun of him for it. But I've seen him cry. And I know that's the cry of a kid who ended the lives of two people who is not happy about it.
But it didn't have to go there. Like, he was a kid. Like, why do you feel the need? If you come there, I feel like he put himself in the middle of a war zone. First of all, you're a kid. You shouldn't be there. You put yourself in the middle of a war zone. You can't sit there and say, I have a gun, and they don't have a gun, and then they attack me after a threat, so I can shoot them.
They had
guns.
They pointed guns at him. They fired a shot at him. He did not have the only gun. I mean, the guy whose arm he blew off, that Gage Krushin, Goshen, Hoich, whatever, that's a stupid name, so I'm not going to learn it. He pointed the gun directly at his face, and he got his arm blown off. Now, Zizinski, who was part of the married couple that were both armed, they fired a shot in the beginning when it first happened, right before he killed John Rosenbaum. They pointed
okay,
the gun
so,
at him.
Okay, so you're saying he was legally right to be there with the... So you're saying it was okay for him to be there in a different state with the weapon?
He was legally, 100% legally okay with
how
being...
How is he legally correct? Explain that.
Well, it's not a different state. I love when people say cross state lines or different state. He works in Kenosha.
Okay.
It's 12 minutes from his house.
Right.
He's there every day of the week.
But
his
the
father
laws
lives,
laws.
His grandma lives
the
there,
laws, the laws,
and
the
it's legal to own,
the same
it's
law
legal
in
to own a rifle. What's that?
The laws in one thing, you could be 5 minutes away on like across the border. You could take a 5 minute ride in a different state. The laws is the laws in that state. So he broke the
laws.
Yeah,
but the laws of Wisconsin
correct?
Say you're allowed to own a rifle with a barrel shorter than it's 6 inches or 10 inches. You're legally allowed to
you
own
able
that.
To
at
own it
16.
As a what? A citizen? Or are you able to just walk around with it?
It's an open carry state.
Okay.
The state has an open carry law. It's not a concealed carry state like New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, Pennsylvania. You know, these are closed. You know, carry, you know, they're not open carry states. They're concealed carry states. There's very few states that are both open and concealed. I think there's only three. So he followed the law. It's an open carry state. You're not allowed to conceal a weapon. You're not allowed to hide your weapon. You have to have it on your belt or on your or on a shoulder holster.
Right.
Or out in the open, yeah. That's the law there.
Okay, so if he's allowed to, if Wisconsin is an open carry state, meaning is the open carry state considering the fact that you have legal permission to carry it, correct? And at the age of 16 in the state that he came from.
No, it's only permission. It's only permission to buy, not to possess. That's not the same thing. He couldn't legally buy that weapon in Wisconsin. But he can legally carry the weapon in Wisconsin. That's the difference.
So then he would be guilty of a Class A misdemeanor, right?
He'd be guilty of what?
Of it like a Class A misdemeanor because he's not a resident of that state. So if he's not a resident of the state,
there's no residency laws. There's no residency laws. I can go from New Jersey right now and open carry in Wisconsin. As long as the gun's not a stolen gun, then fine. I can go there
okay,
with my friend.
Okay, but he wasn't 18, but that only applies. You know, in Wisconsin, you can legally open and carry if you over the age of 18, and if you're not prohibited in any other state to possess a firearm.
No, over the age of 16.
Over the age of 18.
Over the age of 16 for a long gun, over the age of 18 for a handgun.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean it's the laws. I'm learning them right now. Through the whole trial, I've been learning them. I didn't know that. I'm thinking about moving to Wisconsin. You know, after they rebuild, maybe I'll go to Green Bay. I always liked Aaron Rodgers.
You know, I'm going to be honest. I just kind of think a lot of white Americans is, oh, listen, at the end of the day, it doesn't really affect me what happened. But my honest opinion, and it's a sad opinion, is that I think that because.
You think a lot of white Americans what?
I think a lot of people, and I'm just being honest, I'm not being racist.
You said white Americans. I didn't hear what you said. That's the only reason I'm asking again.
Well, yeah, because I think a lot of people try to justify what he did. And I think the only reason why he didn't justify is because he ended up, unfortunately, killing people that was representing the movement that he was against. That's what I honestly think. Because I follow.
Well, I go by the law. If you would have listened when I first called in, an hour and a half ago, dude, I love the Slim and Kim show. We were talking about the Ahmaud Arbery case, and I was in no way on the side of any white people in that case, by the way. So it's not about white people justifying the actions of white people. It's about.
I'm not saying you personally. I mean, I was just saying you personally, but just collectively speaking, from you know how the media is putting it out there when I go on YouTube and the things that they're saying. I'm not saying you personally. I think it's totally different. But, you know, to me, I'm not really too surprised by the verdict that came.
Now, if no matter what, now I'm not trying to cut this conversation or interrupt you in any way to try and divert you. But before you hang up, if you don't give us your three favorite actors of all time, I'm going to be very upset.
Well, you know what? I think my three favorite actors. Hold on. I give it to you. My three favorite actors of all time, I will probably say I like what is the girl in Wildcat. He's an actor. As far as actor,
no, I
like.
I'm only kidding.
Okay, but I see you both. As far as actors, I think
no, actors
I like.
Are the same as actors. It's the same word. You can say Angelica Houston or...
No, I think her name is... I'm trying to think of her name. She played in Silence of the Lambs.
Tell her yours.
She played in Silence of the Lambs, and she played in the
Jodie Foster.
A movie where the bus is running wild, and she's like Wildcat. I cannot think of her name. I like her.
Well, the one from Silence of the Lambs is Jodie Foster.
No, it's not Jodie. I like Jodie Foster.
She's the only
girl
in Silence of the Lambs.
The one that says.
Unless you're talking about the guy who tucked his penis back between his legs, that's not a girl.
Keanu Reeves. What was the girl that played with Keanu Reeves?
Oh, Sandra Bullock.
Yeah.
I like Sandra Bullock. I love Sandra Bullock, and I also love...
That's a good one.
I like...
Really?
I like Taraji Henson. I like Taraji.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
I think she can play different...
Who?
I think she can play different...
Taraji.
Parables, everything, and I love
Scarlett
Johansson?
Baby boy.
Taraji. I like Taraji.
Oh, Taraji's fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
I like her, and I like, oh my God. She played What's Love Got to Do with It?
Angela Bassett,
Taraji Henson, and Sandra.
Really? Bullock. Three women? You sexist.
Those would be your three women.
You're a sexist.
Thank you, Slim.
That's good.
All right, was that okay, applause for you. Her or for me?
For her picks.
But
I love
she's
her.
A sexist. She doesn't respect men.
No men.
I do respect men. I love men.
She couldn't even put fucking Alfonso Ribeiro in there.
No, they say actresses. They didn't say actors.
Actresses.
Oh, no,
actors. The guy that plays in Riddick. And I love the movie, the series. I love, oh, God. The guy with Satan. What is his name? Lucifer. I like Lucifer. I think he's a nice looking guy, and I like the guy for the Indian wrestlers. I like men, period. You know, just
Diesel.
As far as the season.
Vin Diesel.
Nothing.
The guy from Riddick, yeah. Vin Diesel.
Well, I want to share mine in case you weren't listening. My top three actors of all time are Morgan Freeman.
Adam Sandler.
Sidney Poitier. And,
I can understand Adam Sandler. The other two, they're older. I know about their works, but they're like a little bit before my generation.
And my favorite actress of all time was Michelle Obama ever in a movie?
Oh, God. You guys are crazy, man.
I know Oprah was in The Color Purple, so I'm going to take Oprah.
Yeah. And Brewster's Place.
Yeah, true that. Who's the really hot one from 227? Jackie what?
Jack A.
Miss Jack A.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I can understand why you guys feel that way. You know,
I love
Jack A. You get used to exploiting women. Have you guys ever been to South Dakota?
And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
South Dakota? No.
Yeah, I live there.
South Dakota is the most
beautiful.
I'm an Idaho guy, but South Dakota is beautiful.
No, this is very shocking because when white people realize that you live there, they laugh like I didn't live in South Dakota. I lived in South Dakota.
That was
outside of Rapid City.
I
went to Douglas High School.
I was
not too far from here.
I fuck with South Dakota. I love South Dakota. Deadwood is my favorite.
South Dakota.
He's just
going to
keep hitting that button.
I'm the country.
Now I got to go high in North Dakota.
Is it like reservations and stuff?
You got farms?
Buffalo?
No, it's all major cities.
South Dakota?
No, it's awful. You drive for like a half a day to find a diner, and then plan your next half a day drive to find a bar. But once you get to the right spaces, it's fucking beautiful. Like, I love that.
When you get
to
civilization?
I love that Sturgis area.
Okay. All right.
It's gorgeous. I drive out to Idaho.
I'm
about
to check
year.
It out.
Yeah. I go do my white guy thing where I just go out to Snake River in Idaho every year.
And my brother lives in Idaho.
Does he?
Yeah.
Shit. Boise is amazing, dude. I got to be honest with you. I think everybody here would love Boise.
Idaho or Iowa.
I like
them.
Potatoes. Yeah.
No, it ain't about potatoes. I'm Irish.
I like potatoes.
But
everybody's so
fucking nice. It's like when I go to Kentucky. Like, everybody's just so nice, no matter where you're from or who you are. Everybody's just nice.
Well, you're white boy Rick.
All right. Well, you're Slick Rick, and everybody loves Slick Rick. That's your name, man. Slick Rick.
The ruler.
Yes, sir. Slick Rick.
The third greatest fucking storytelling hip hop MC of all time. Third greatest.
Man. Listen, guys, this has been awesome. Thank you guys for calling in. Rick, I will definitely be I'm about to text you, bro.
I'm up, bro.
Definitely.
You have my number. Hit me up right now, bro. We'll talk about doing a regular schedule.
All right, cool, my man. Yo, thank you, dear, for calling in and giving us your thoughts on everything. You guys, actually, if you guys want, you guys subscribe to our YouTube channel. That would be great.
Slim and Kim Show.
It's the Slim and Kim Show on YouTube. I'm going to put this up there in a few. But right now I have to go get some beer before the liquor store closes. So I have to end all this fun we're having.
As soon as you call me, I'm going to hit subscribe on the fucking YouTube channel.
My man. Thank you. Rick,
thank you guys for hearing me out.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you guys for hearing me out, being a good sport. It was a pleasure.
Thank you, dear.
Yeah,
thank you
so much, sweetheart.
Okay.
All right, guys.
Well, hopefully we'll be doing this more often.
I'm going to text you my number. Yes, let's do it.
If you have another show or something, just send me a link or a number, and I'll definitely be interested, to dialogue with you guys.
All right. I definitely will. Thank you, guys.
All right,
thank you, guys.
Have a good evening. Great, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Right,
good night.
Care. God bless.
God bless. Slick Rick, Slim and Kim. Sounds good, don't it?